This is Ozarks at Large. Crow Johnson has been writing words for others to consume for a while. She became a favorite singer-songwriter for many, not just in Arkansas, but around the country. It's been a while since her last CD, but she didn't stop writing. A collection of her work, called Flights of Fancy, includes short stories, a novella, essays, and even lyrics from some of her songs. She says she titled the book Flights of Fancy because she thinks that term means freedom to go in any direction. And her collection certainly goes in many different directions. There are stories of love, stories with a hint of mystery, and plenty of surprises as well. She says nearly 11 years ago she joined a writer's group that she's still a part of, meeting every 2 weeks. She says she began writing prose, not for others, but just to write for herself. Next Tuesday evening, Crow Johnson is the featured writer at the monthly meeting of the Ozark Poets and Writers Collective at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street. And last week, she spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about the book and her desire to write in different styles.
Most books are like used to be with albums. You'd have a unifying theme or quality or something. And I love to be entertained. And so the more directions I can be taken, as long as it's written in an interesting way, I'll follow. And so that's, I wrote it to please myself is what I'm saying.
Well, in here there's a novella, but yeah, there are some short stories that are connected, mm-hmm, some of your songs, mm-hmm, and then just short stories that stand on their own. Mm-hmm. What time frame for you does this represent writing? Because some of the songs are from 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's some of the ones that people would ask me about later and say, ooh, now what was that third verse? And I thought, well, toss them in there. About 11 years ago, I guess, I joined a writer's group, and we meet every 2 weeks. And I absolutely love it. And so I just wrote to be writing, and I didn't think of putting it into anything. And finally, the other people in the writing group said, you know, you've got enough. You should do a book of short stories. So, which I was told at the time were not very popular, but that's, you know, now I'm reading short stories and finding people that are writing short stories that I really love.
Well, I have to ask you, the first short stories in this include a character, Miss Henrietta,
mm-hmm,
who has a mystical quality about her, in an Ozark sort of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should know this. I'm sure I did and have forgotten. You did not grow up in the Ozarks.
No, I didn't.
But Miss Henrietta is embedded in the Ozarks.
She calls herself a woodsy, mm-hmm, rather than sort of an early hippie or anything like that. And she has, there are qualities that are kind of New England for her. I was raised in Texas. And I think when you find a woman who, or anybody who looks at things in a little different, from a little different angle, and has their own mythology about how things work, they're interesting. And
these stories about Miss Henrietta are told from a young girl's perspective. Did you know a Miss Henrietta type of person in your life?
Thinking back, there are probably a dozen women that I've met, and I think they're all combined in Miss Henrietta. It's sometimes I need to talk to her. I wish I could pick up the phone. You know?
Do you like mysteries?
Yes.
Okay. Click. Oops, Dead.
Excuse me.
It stands by itself apart from anything else you have in here. And it takes place inside a facility. I'm not going to give away, mm-hmm, much about it, but inside a facility for what would be termed by some people as the criminally insane.
Mm-hmm.
Where, Crow Johnson, did this come? Because this is nothing like anything else you've written, I don't think.
Well, it's kind of a love story.
Well, yes.
It sort of is. The thing that has drawn me to try to express myself in songs or in fiber, I'm doing spinning and weaving now, as well as writing, is that connection, that human connection that someone will say something or do something and it resonates. And I just assumed that two people in a institution might resonate. Maybe not quite like most people, but
it may be impossible to say, but where did the origin for that, where did the first idea for that, mm-hmm, come from?
the same place all the songs came from. It's you, for me, it's like pulling a thread and then following it. And if you can keep pulling it, it will take you, you follow, you go where it goes. And writing songs and stories for me is a lot like watching a movie and trying to describe it well. And so it's just fanciful imagination.
Can you go searching for those threads, or do you just have to wait till one kind of floats down to you?
I can search for them, yeah.
You can sit down and say, okay, mm-hmm. I want to come up with perhaps a nugget of an idea?
Yeah. Or I sit down and say, all right, where am I going today?
Has that become easier as you've had this writing group?
Mm-hmm. It really has. And the thing that has been, I don't think I took criticism in songwriting very well because there was so much involved. But in writing prose and fiction, it is a blast. You didn't get it. Where did you get lost? Where did you get bored? Why didn't you like the character? The exchange and figuring out how other people use language, that's exciting. The process, I love.
Is it liberating at all?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
When do you write? Are you a morning writer? Are you an evening? Or does it matter? It doesn't.
Doesn't matter. No. Whenever I can. Recently, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock and not able to sleep, so I just get up and write and then go back to sleep at 6.
Do you work on, since there are so many different types of writing and so mm-hmm. many, because there's essay in here as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you write different types in stages? I mean, like, okay, if maybe you're stumped on a short story or where it's going to go next, mm-hmm. you just put that aside for a while and go to something else?
Some of them took a while to develop. Yeah, a couple of the Miss Henrietta ones didn't pop right out. They sat around for a while. The characters that you dream up become characters because you heard their voices. And so I have, right now, I've got Miss Henrietta's talking to me a bunch. Mm-hmm. And I've just done a couple of new Miss Henrietta short stories. And I'm thinking about putting those together in a collection. And that's interesting. That's a challenge. And the other is Madame Butterfly. And he's an outrageous character, and he's getting impatient.
You mentioned you started writing just to write. What do you get out of just writing? If something is perhaps will never be seen by other eyes, what do you get from that?
I used to say that until I heard myself say something or sing it, I didn't know what I was thinking about. I think writing is the same way. It helps define this mishmash of all sensations and experiences and things that are going on at once.
Well, I'll ask you a couple of questions about the story, Bomb in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
It involves an act of violence, but it really involves how a family
mm-hmm.
Is in relationship to each other.
That was almost a dream. I mean, I remember the texture of the walls and what the window was like that the imagined girls looked out onto the garden. I mean, I think dreams take us just a lot of places, and that was, I've never been there. I haven't heard stories, but it was, I guess it dealt with a couple of things that I was concerned about indirectly. And of course, love is always there. Prejudice is another. And how families adjust when something catastrophic happens.
There was again, not to give too much away from the short story, but there was a bomb when this family, which is, they are not Lebanese nationals, they're from mm-hmm. Britain, a bomb goes off. And while that is an act of terror, it reveals a relationship that a daughter is mm-hmm. having with a young man from Beirut. Mm-hmm. And how her parents react is kind mm-hmm. of the crux of the story.
Yeah. One of the nice things about the conferences, and that was actually written for Arkansas Writers Conference, which happens each June in Little Rock, and they will say here's a list of 20 topics. And if you'd like to submit a story in this length about, you know, and this one was a love story and war. And that's what sparked it.
I imagined, and I'm probably way off here, I imagined that of all the characters that are in the stories and songs of Flights of Fancy, the young girl who's the narrator of this is most like you because, hang with me here, you're giving me this look. It opens with her looking out. She has the second story window and she can see things. And she's almost becomes the narrator of the rest of the world. And then toward the end of the story, she's a narrator in a different sense. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do.
Ooh, I got goose pimples.
You narrate. So because that character is kind of seeing things happen and then retelling them, which mm-hmm. is what you do.
Yeah, that's neat.
Did you identify with this character at all?
Yes, I definitely did. And the ending, which I don't want to give away totally, was a wonderful surprise. It was because I didn't anticipate the ending. Halfway through, I didn't know where it was going.
Now, I've talked to so many writers who say this. You know, they're surprised at what happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, how does that happen? I mean, I understand that you can be surprised because you can start writing something and not know how it's going to mm-hmm. end. But what's it like when you are surprised? I mean, it's still your hand or you mm-hmm. typing mm-hmm. or writing. Mm-hmm. So what's that moment when you go, oh, that surprised me? What is that like?
Well, remember the beginning of Romancing the Stone?
Vaguely, yes. Okay.
If I have the right movie. The woman crying because she's gotten to the end and she's so moved by her own writing.
Yes.
Well, sometimes when you're a story will turn on you or an event will crop up, it's a physical sensation. You go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it was going there. Isn't that amazing? It's a breath of fresh air.
Physical, not to overanalyze, but a physical sensation like endorphins, or you get...
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Yeah, that very, very alive, very aware, and which is what I think a lot of us strive for, is to be in the present tense, even though you're writing about a different tense. But when you experience the emotion and the physical part of the present tense, and everything is just extremely clear, extremely sharp.
You include some of the songs you've written.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen these on paper before because you've written these songs, mm-hmm. but is it different for you to see them on pages like this?
It is, and I went back and forth because lyrics to a song are not poetry, and if you try to read them like poetry, it's going to sound sing-a-songy, I guess is the best, mm-hmm. and kind of disappointing, but for me, I like, because that's part of the story. This is part of the transition of going from talking to people and singing songs that were written about characters and adventures and things into putting it on paper. So it's part of the transition.
Are there certain things you can get away with in one form that you can't get away with in the other?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have nearly as many details in songs, right?
Well, you don't have as much room.
Well, that's
true. You have
three
verses and a couple of choruses, and you have to have a repeat, and it can't go more than 3 minutes. And my whole reaction to a short story was huge, you know. And so some of my pieces are pretty short because I'm still thinking in a smaller canvas. But it's very freeing to not feel that you have to have so many syllables. And what I think is great for anyone who has written songs, who sits down and tries to write prose, is that the rhythm and internal rhyme and those sorts of things come in naturally. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting. You know.
Now, tomorrow night, you're the featured writer and speaker at the Ozark... Mm-hmm. Ozark Poets and Writers Collective.
Yes.
So you'll talk to folks there.
Yeah. And this is developing to be really exciting because Kelly and Donna.
From Still on the Hill.
Still on the Hill, yeah. They've been being my band recently. I have a couple of fun performances. And they said, "Well, we'll come and do a song if you'd like." And so we're gonna probably do one or two songs, probably from the book, and then I'll do some reading, and talk about the book, and then have time for questions. And I think it starts at 7 with an open mic.
Right.
So yeah, this will be an exciting first.
The book is Flights of Fancy, short stories, essays, novella, and other pieces. And you're still writing?
Yes.
Still writing songs?
Not songs as much right now. Yeah. Not as much.
Okay. Crow, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is great.
Crow Johnson's collection of writings is called Flights of Fancy. She will be the featured writer at next Tuesday night's monthly meeting of the Ozark Poets and Writers Collective at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. October 29th, Crow is scheduled to begin her presentation at 7:30, but there will be an open mic session prior to Crow, beginning at 7. She talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums last week inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.